up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Using the opinion expressed on 1360 KHNCR and to any of those of those guests and callers, they don't necessarily reflect the opinions of the CBC broadcast.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Yesterday, Cactus and I were out in the afternoon, and we were visiting, considering what can we do to change the world. And we came to the realization, nothing. We can't change what's not in our hand. The Patriot Movement, I follow different sites, and I am shocked at the, I say nonsense that Nancy Pelosi has been arrested and tribunals are going to take place. Clinton, Bill and Hillary, Georgie, Jorge Soros, Guantanamo Bay. There is misinformation in the Patriot Movement. Quite a bit. The truth is, Bill, Hillary, and the cabal are protected from any type of judicial ending up in court, from prosecution. They're protected. The cabal now runs America openly. The cabal has run America for the last hundred years. A cabal, but now there is a group which will never be prosecuted, can't be prosecuted, won't be indicted. They can be shamed, but there is a instrument that God uses on every human being. It's called death. When nature runs its course, death is always victor. It will always win. You can't defeat death. Mankind is trying to defeat death. It won't happen. With what's happening in the Middle East with Israel and Hamas, is there going to be another ceasefire? I say no. Maybe for a day, but maximum, there will not be ceasefires. Israel has realized that there is no negotiating, compromise, agreements with this group that has brainwashed, or I would say MK Ultra programs by the Islam leaders of Islam on the people in the Muslim community. The hatred of Israel is from generation to generation to generation. It's generational. It won't be, you can't stop it. Israel is in a conundrum. Israel doesn't have a choice. Israel wished, the leaders of Israel, they wish they had a choice. They wish they could, there was an alternative to the conflict, but there is no alternative. Israel will have to. It's like a ship that is sinking. You have to find where the breach in the hole is, plug it, and then begin to bail water. If you don't, the ship will go down. Israel realizes that it doesn't matter. If they should plug the hole without eliminating the problems, they will eventually go down as a nation. They won't do that. The world believes that possibly there's some answer, dialogue of some type, some kind, for the war in Gaza. There is no solution. There won't be any dialogue. This war is going to continue until Israel completely defeats its enemies. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
The only solution in this war in the Middle East presently is complete victory over the terrorist group Hamas. Out of an article today out of Gatestone Institute, this was today's article by Robert Williams, the United Nations and Hamas partners in crime. Quote, to understand how the United Nations effectively runs the Hamas propaganda war, the UN, it is important to know that the United Nations, through its Agency for Palestinian Refugees, the United Nations Relief and Workers Agency, is effectively embedded with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The United Nations has 13,000 employees in the Gaza Strip. They know exactly what's going on. They all knew Hamas's terror infrastructure was in the hospital compound. They lied to the world for 16 years so that they might paint Israel as evil. The United Nations has sustained an incessant campaign, especially on social media, that accuses Israel of deliberately targeting schools, children, civilians, hospitals, and healthcare workers. While those are protected from attack during war by international law, that protection does not apply to schools, hospitals, and other civilian sites that are used for military purposes. That's their own law. United Nations is a destructive organization that prolongs wars. Since October 7th, when Hamas terrorists invaded southern Israel and massacred 1,200 people and kidnapped another 240 Israelis and people of other nationalities, the United Nations has been acting as the unofficial propaganda arm of the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorist organization. Now you have HNN. HNN, Hamas News Network. Part of the Hamas News Network internationally is the mainstream media of the United States and Europe. CNN, MSNBC, etc. Then you have the United Nations. The United Nations, the collective of nations in the UN, for the most part, are anti-Israel. They're not anti-Semitic, to distinction. Anti-Semitic are the peoples from that area. Anti-Israel would be the better way to phrase it. They are against Israel as a nation, the Jewish people as a people. And the United Nations is a United States mechanism. It is a tool, a organization of supposedly, well, of nations who supposedly have a vote over international matters. That is a farce. Generally, whenever there's a matter, international law, let's say, like the World Health Organization planning to inoculate every individual under the age of 2 years of age, everyone at the UN, all the nations, they look to the United States to see what the U.S. is going to do. If the United States is in favor of it, generally, they will vote in favor, they will vote along with, they will vote with the United States to pass a law. The United Nations, the, again, countries, are basically, to a great degree, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. Not anti-Semitic. The proof I'm reading to you, the United States, this, the UN, with this United, it's the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. This is a Semite. They are in favor of Semites, the Arab world. But they are against Israel. There's no answer. There is an answer, I should say, phrase it this way. There is an answer to the conflict in Gaza. Israel will continue the campaign until Hamas, they're either dead or they have moved to their tunnel network or other ways out of Gaza, out of the Gaza Strip. There is no other solution. Israel is going to go house to house, room to room, closet to closet, tunnel by tunnel, and the terrorists that decide they want to stay and fight to the very end, they will die and lie where they die. There's no one coming to bury them. When eventually Gaza, and already the international corporations are lining up because there is money to be made. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Hamas made a mistake. This time, they thought they were ready. They thought they had the munitions they needed, the communications. They had ways to force Israel into a truce. No, not this time. This time, I'm saying, and I have presented on this program, on my Sunday programs, that there is a chapter in the Bible that is a, you might say, complete. It is complete. And that chapter in the book of Psalms, chapter 83, talks about 3,000 years ago, there was a prophecy given about the years before Christ would come and a great battle that would be fought in the Middle East, in the nation of Israel, fighting the enemies, the terrorists to the southwest, the northwest, the north, and the east, along the border from Amman, Jordan, all the way to Aqaba. This is the Psalm 83 war. It has just begun. It has been kindled. It will not end until Israel has removed every terrorist from the Gaza Strip, from Lebanon, from Syria, and from Jordan. Present-day Jordan. And Israel will destroy the command center for all terrorist operations presently and decades in the and half a century into the past. I would think at least a half a century. Israel cannot be you're not going to be able to convince Israel to halt operations this time. There will be no stopping this campaign of war. One war that Israel, since she became a nation, there's only one war in which Israel will win every battle in one war. It's a war with many different battles. Not the 73 war, not the 67 war, not the wars in 55. Nope, this war is different. Psalm 83 talks about enemies that surround Israel, enemies within the country that must be neutralized. They must be removed from interfering with Israel's future. This war, Psalm 83, is the one war that Israel will fight and win. And from after this war is over, when Damascus is destroyed, there's going to be a following war when Russia comes with other nations and Iran. Israel, when that war comes, Israel is going to be worn out, spent, will not be able to really engage in that war against Russia, Iran, Turkey. As of yesterday, Turkey unfriended NATO. Turkey said, NATO, hasta la vista. Turkey is no longer considered to be a NATO member. Turkey decided, Erdogan decided, no, we're at war with Israel. And we will do what we feel to do. We're not going to be hogtied by laws that we should abide by being a NATO member. We're not going to abide by those NATO restrictions. We are going to help Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, and every other terrorist group that intends to destroy Israel. They will be destroyed. Hamas sowed to the wind. Hamas has now caused problems not only for the terrorists in Gaza, but Hamas is now responsible for the defeat of Hezbollah in Lebanon. It hasn't come to pass yet. It's going to come to pass. It will happen. They're responsible for the destruction of all their terrorist buddies around Israel to the north and the east, and their terrorist family in the West Bank, and the terrorist around east of Jerusalem in that vicinity, the southern West Bank, I think it is. So Hamas has now, I'm going to phrase this like this, is responsible for the death of everybody that has died, the civilians in Gaza, the death of the Jewish people that have died. Hamas is responsible for the death of the terrorist soldiers and is going to be responsible for the death of the thousands and thousands and thousands that are going to die in Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. Maybe 50, 60,000. We're going to see it's taking place. The Psalm 83 war, the big war that Israel will win. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Calvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
It's impossible to stop this revolution that is taking place in the Middle East. Impossible. You can't stop it. There's not going to be a ceasefire. America realizes that we are supporting Israel financially, militarily, in every way, diplomatically. And the U.S. has a hidden agenda to occupy Israel, to occupy Syria. When Israel is finished with this war, Damascus will be destroyed. Bashar al-Assad will probably be a prisoner of Israel, or he will have to flee. He won't be able to flee. Well, he could flee to Russia, very good friends. He might have to live with all the royal family. They'll have to move to Russia, or they're going to be in Israeli prison. In the future, a safe place to be will be in Russia. After Russia is destroyed in a coming battle, people are going to leave Russia alone. Moscow will still exist, but the armies of Russia, there will be 1/6 of all the Russian armies remaining. If that, well, yeah, 1/6, and Russia too. I'm going to give you a little insight from the, from Psalm 83 and from Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I'll give you some insight. The Bible is, the prophecies in the Bible are accurate forecasting. They are perfect. They are detailed. They are intricate. They will come to pass as God has written them down through his prophets. They cannot be changed. After this war in Psalm 83 is over, because of Hamas, they triggered the prophecy. They started it. They're responsible for the death of all of their Muslim brothers, the terrorist groups that are going to die in the war. Thousands and thousands and thousands. They're responsible for the destruction of Damascus, for the cities in Damascus. They're responsible, again, for the suffering of the citizens in Damascus and Israel. The blood of all the soldiers that are going to die, the terrorist groups, they're responsible. They're responsible for the shift that's going to take place in Lebanon. Hezbollah is going to go bye-bye. And the government in Lebanon, the Lebanese government, is going to once again be free of these terrorists, thanks to Hamas. In Syria, the terrorist groups that the United States has used are going to be, they're going to disappear. They're going to die. Damascus, which has been the control center for these decades, again, is going to disappear. King Abdullah II of Jordan, he is going to lose all of his real estate. His whole country, he's going to lose it. He's no longer going to be king. He might be imprisoned also. But Israel will inherit all of the real estate in present-day Jordan. I know this sounds bizarre, but I'm telling you, I'm giving you insight into the future so that when it happens, you'll remember. And the one thing I want you to remember is that this all happens in the 10-year period before Jesus Christ returns a second time. All within that 10-year period. When Damascus is destroyed, we're probably within the 9-year, you might say, the track or that slide that takes us to Armageddon on the downhill. We're already, the momentum to Armageddon has already begun. The momentum to Jesus Christ returning a second time has begun. King Abdullah is going to lose all of his land thanks to the terrorists in the Gaza. What they set in motion, it's going to take a while for them to understand what they have done. And I have a feeling there's going to be some animosity from all of the other terrorist groups in the Middle East, because Hamas convinced them they were ready. The leaders of Hamas convinced all of the other terrorist groups, factions, that we're ready. We can do it. This time when we begin, we have the arms, we have everything we need, we will hurt Israel, and then Israel they'll have to tap out, and we will give us time to rearm, heal, and continue to prepare for the next attack. Israel is not going to allow that to happen this time, according to the Psalm 83 war. Israel is under a direction by a musician named Asaph that played music with King David. He was a Levite. He was a prophet. And that prophet said that Israel will fight this battle until they win and remove terrorists from within the nation and the terrorists from the surrounding nations. I call them terrorists. King David called them enemies. Enemies are enemies. Enemies that hate you are going to be a problem. And you can't tame, you can't change the hatred. You can't rehab these people. The hatred is too deep. The way that they are brainwashed, or the MK principles that are used on these young Arab kids, male and female, are too sophisticated. You can't retrain them. The young children that have been moved out of the 13, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds that have been moved out of Gaza, they're going to appear in some other battle in the future in another location. The principles of MK Ultra have taken effect.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
Tehi Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream, crafted by our local Colorado company, brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
Okay, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, Present Truth Program, podcasts, 1360khnc.com, Present Truth site. Now, another thing that has been set in motion by Hamas's attack on Israel is now Russia, Turkey, some of the old Soviet nations, Ethiopia, Libya. Now they have been, they're being forced to be part of, or to, how do I phrase this? They're going to get involved. They're being forced. Involvement. They don't have a choice. Turkey decides they're going to unfriend NATO. This is huge. What about other nations that might come with Russia to attack Israel? With Russia and Iran to attack Israel? Because of the Hamas, Russia, Turkey, other nations are now going to involve themselves to come and assist these terrorist groups in this campaign against Israel. They're going to be forced to stay at a distance, but now they have to change their plans. All the plans that they had are being changed. Now, Russia, according to the prophecies in Ezekiel 38, 39, is now a very powerful military nation. Economically, militarily, they're very powerful. And it just so happens that the United States, NATO nations, have decided they cannot continue to fund the war in Ukraine because Zelensky has lost the war. The war is lost. It's a lost cause. There's no sense. The car is too old. There's no sense in putting money to rebuild the motor, the rear end, the drivetrain, the suspension. You just send it out to the trash heap. Send it to the junkyard. No one's going to support Zelensky any longer. They've already made it clear. He's even admitting in his own way that Ukraine has lost the war. Russia, the Russian people to the east of Ukraine, on the eastern borders and eastern area of Ukraine, are now safe. The nations to the west, I think it's Hungary, Poland. You see, Ukraine, some of Ukraine territory used to belong to these nations to the west. Guess what? They're going to probably come back and retake the old territory that was lost in the 40s. So all these nations, all the terrorist groups, all of Islam, they can thank Hamas for pulling the trigger a little too soon. Hamas convinced them. These Hamas leaders are so deceptive, diabolical, and evil. They convinced their terrorist brothers that they were ready, that they were capable to destroy Israel, or at least cause a lot of harm, and then there would be a truce. There's not going to be a truce. I'll give you a little more insight. I don't want to say too much because this is for further programs, but I'll tease you. Israel, this is the final major war that Israel will fight as a nation. After this, Israel will not have the capabilities to fight another major war. When Russia and Iran and these other nations come to the mountains of Jordan, it says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that God has a way to destroy these armies on the battlefield. And it doesn't indicate that Israel will play a part in that war. Once this war is over, Israel is going to become a welfare state. And who is it going to become? I mean, who is going to be the nation to help Israel from cradle to grave, so to speak? It will be empire. It will be the Rockefeller family empire, the United States of America. The Rockefellers, the plan of the Rockefellers was not to just own the United States. They have sent tentacles out to own other land masses of the world. And they are continuing to do it. This plan that you see with America's occupation and the wars that are coming that America will be involved with, a war against the nations, is the nations are at war with the Rockefeller family. Not the United States, America, the people. It's with a ruling family that has ruled the United States from early 1901, I'll say 1901 and forward, and has become more powerful with each decade. And now there is a hidden hand, but the hand that you see is the Rockefeller expansion via what they call the New World Order. America has held world hegemony, but they've always had resistance. Now, the resistance, it's time to remove all resistance from this global plan to rule the nations. All resistance must be removed, including Israel. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Okay. To finish out, there are other chapters in the Old Testament through other prophets that have stated that with Psalm 83, that when this war is concluded, when Israel has won the battles, Israel will be pretty much bankrupt. They won't have the finances to continue other military battles. They're only going to have what they need to exist. It will be at that time that they're going to need financial help from the nations, which they won't get. The only nation that will assist them will be empire, once again, for the purpose of control. So Israel is going to be bankrupt when this war is over and will not be able to fight the coming Gog and Magog war. God is going to intervene through an interesting series of events to destroy these armies that come against Israel. But we can thank Hamas, the world, Russia. They can thank Hamas for their destruction. Iran can thank Hamas for their destruction. Turkey, all the nations that come with Russia, Ethiopia, Libya, they can thank the world for their destruction because Hamas, they can thank Hamas for their destruction. The Hamas terrorists will be laughed at. They will be the despised terrorist group of all of the groups. Even the Hamas terrorists that survived this aren't going to use, they're not going to say that they were at one time Hamas terrorists. They're going to be ashamed for what they've done. They've brought judgment on all of the Islamic terrorists presently. So, I was looking at this article, the United Nations and Hamas, Partners in Crime, out of the GateStoneInstitute.org, December 4th issue today. I'm going to just conclude. On October 24th, UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres, he stooped to a new low when pushing a typical Hamas narrative of grievances. He said that the October 7th attacks did not happen in a vacuum, thereby seemingly justifying the terrorist attacks. This Guterres, he is anti-Israel. He's not an anti-Semite. He loves the Semites as long as they're Arabs, as long as they're Islam, as long as they're Muslim. But he hates Israel. The silence of what happened on October 7th is sadly in keeping with the United Nations demonization of Israel around the clock. The UN invokes international humanitarian law, which Hamas, not Israel, is breaking by building military installations in protected civilian spaces, which when used for military purposes becomes unprotected, and using civilians as human shields. Meanwhile, the United Nations never calls for Hamas to stop using its civilians as human shields to protect its weapons and show dead babies to the television cameras to imply that their deaths were Israel's fault. The campaign against a little nation, Israel, who will win the battle? For today, Rick Rodriguez, let's visit tomorrow.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.